Hello, I'm Malcolm Cox. In the Northwest London Christian Church, we have been preaching and teaching through the Book of Hebrews. Now, those lessons can't cover all the details, of course, so these podcasts are digging a bit deeper. And today we're in Hebrews chapter 12, verses 3 and 4. Just after having spoken about Jesus and that we must run our race by fixing our eyes on Jesus, who has sat down at the throne of God. Now in verse 3, he says this: "Consider him who endured such opposition from sinful men, so that you will not grow weary and lose heart. In your struggle against sin, you have not yet resisted to the point of shedding your blood." So in line with what he's already urging his people to do, he says that we should consider Jesus. We should think about him. We should think about what he went through, what he endured, the persecution from, or the opposition from sinful men. Why? So that those who follow Jesus will not grow weary, so that we will not lose heart. And what further reason does he give for continuing to consider Jesus and to follow him? Well, he says at this point, in your struggle against sin, you haven't yet got to the point where you've shed your blood. Of course, they have been persecuted in the past, these people that the writer is writing to. That's referred to, for example, in Hebrews chapter 10, verses 32 to 34. Remember those earlier days after you had received the light, when you stood your ground in a great contest in the face of suffering. Sometimes you were publicly exposed to insult and persecution. At other times, you stood side by side with those who were being so treated. You sympathized with those in prison and joyfully accepted the confiscation of your property because you knew that you yourselves had better and lasting possessions. So in that passage in chapter 10, the writer is referring them back to memories that they would have that were clear, times when they had gone through difficult times of persecution, and they themselves had endured it, or they'd stood side by side, those who had. And now he's saying, but also think about Jesus. Consider the opposition that he had. Jesus, of course, did go to the point of shedding his blood, and he expected his followers to be prepared to do the same. Mark chapter 8, verse 34 to 38. "Then he called the crowd to him along with his disciples and said, 'If anyone would come after me, he must deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whoever wants to save his life will lose it. But whoever loses his life for me and for the gospel will save it. What good is it for a man to gain the whole world yet forfeit his soul? Or what can a man give in exchange for his soul? If anyone is ashamed of me and my words in this adulterous and sinful generation, the Son of Man will be ashamed of him when he comes in his Father's glory with the holy angels.'" It seems to be the clear implication is that he expected his followers to go to the extent that he was willing to go. If we are following Jesus, we follow him not just to the place of peace, which we do, but we also follow him to the place of sacrifice. We're not sacrificing for our own sins, but we understand that following Jesus has a cost. Martyrdom might well be on the horizon for the people that this writer is writing to in Hebrews. And his people need to be prepared for this next level of persecution, this next level of trials. The struggle against sin perhaps is not general here, but specifically the temptation to go back to apostatize, to go back to false religion. And that temptation is still there for us today. Perhaps not to embrace a different religion, but perhaps particularly to embrace a false version of Christianity that promises that life will be comfortable, easy, and materially satisfying. Well, next time we'll go on to verse 5. And until then, if you'd like to know more about our church, you can find us at nwlcc.org. My email is malcolm.cox@iccmissions.org, and my Twitter feed is mccx. If you'd like to find us in iTunes, type in MCCX to the search bar, look under podcasts, and you'll find us there. Until the next time, I hope you have a wonderful day, and God bless.